concentration.
Now I'd like you to introduce you to Nick Cerrone.
It's Cerrone's 45th anniversary and a career milestone for master jeweller and founder Nicola Cerrone.
I remember many years ago when I started it, I was just a young boy.
As Australia's most awarded jeweller, Nicola Cerrone's unique jewellery has delighted clients for decades. But today, the spotlight is on the man whose vision inspired a family dynasty. Born in a small village on Italy's east coast, he migrated with his family.
When I arrived here, there was no corruption. It was a beautiful country, honestly. And so I fit in very, very quickly. And I started to work. I remember I arrived on a Tuesday. My father found me a job on a Wednesday, you know, and to go to a local fruit shop and wash the floors and stack the fruit and all that. And by doing that, help me in the language world.
Working hard was in his blood, and soon after finishing school, he started an apprenticeship as a skilled tradesman. Working with his hands, Nicola Cerrone could express his Italian heritage, and after 4 years perfecting his skills, he had become a master at jewellery making.
I remember the beginning, everything was imported from England and from France and Italy and everything. Everything was perfect. And for me to be different, I had to make it crooked, or, you know, on the side or something. And people enjoy that because they were so used to the same thing for years and years and years and years. So when they saw something out of balance, it looked good for them.
Cerrone creations are now worn all over the world by celebrities, royalty and tycoons. Each piece handmade to exacting standards using premium Australian gemstones.
We do live in a beautiful country like Australia that it's worth working for and it's worth fighting for, because I think this country is very special towards the people and towards what we do have in our country. We got the best diamonds in the world, we got the best pearls, the sapphires, we got all the minerals that you can think of.
It's been over 40 years now, and while time has tested the Italian jeweller, his passion for making fine jewellery is unwavering. However, his success hasn't come without its costs.
We had 5 robberies here, and it was a sad time. It was a very difficult time where they really destroyed my shop and they virtually cleaned me up. I had jewellery on the street, and it was just a very, very difficult time of my life. I think one of the worst difficult time of my life. And the jewellery, which my jewellers worked very hard to make it so perfectly, and they were totally destroyed.
Each time, Nicola Cerrone was determined to rebuild, but his insurance companies finally decided to back away.
The problem is that you had to start again. You had to start all over again. And then the worst part is that after that, the insurance didn't even want to know me anymore. So I had to take my own risk and I had to take my own responsibility, you know, with everything that I did.
Because he owned the property, Nicola Cerrone was able to refinance and bounce back from disaster. In what is now the largest diamond workshop in Australia, 25 jewellers work each day to craft original designs. It's a space that helps Nicola Cerrone realise just how far he's come, but also how much there is left for him to achieve.
You know, it's like the same question the other day they asked me, what is your favourite piece that you ever did? You know, my favourite piece is the one I'm going to do today. The one I did yesterday, it's past, it's gone, it's finished. It's what I'm going to do today. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to what I'm going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow is another challenge to do another beautiful piece of jewellery and even to do it better than yesterday.